section. So if you want to turn with me to Mark chapter 8, what we're going to do this morning, as we've been doing it most weeks, is I'm going just to walk you through the whole section so that we can learn it together. And remember, not off by heart, word by word, but just learn the incidents, the order of the events. So I'm just going to walk you through that, and we're going to sing a song, and then we'll have a sermon on a part, a sort of a smaller part of that section, but unpacking it all. So Mark chapter 8, that's found on page 1012 in the church Bibles, because our section starts at verse 31. So if you have your Bibles open, beginning at verse 31 of chapter 8, we're going to go through the rest of chapter 8, chapter 9 and chapter 10. And then also on the back of your bulletins, there is the section as well. And I've got a visual aid this morning as well. It's not exactly a complicated one. Because this section, as we're going to see, is all about the cross. The title that Andrew Page in his book has given this section is The Cost. Because what we're going to see again and again in these chapters is that this section is all about the cost of salvation to Jesus, that he had to die on the cross, but also the cost to the disciples, that if we want to follow Jesus, it's our job to take up our cross and follow him and literally carry it. So while I'm just walking you through this section, I'm just going to carry that to symbolize it. And it's a really easy section to learn. You're beginning to notice there's lots of patterns. The patterns this week are slightly different to last week, but it's simple because in this section, three times Jesus predicts the cross. Three times we're going to see. So beginning at verse 31 of chapter 8, it says he began to teach them that the Son of Man was going to have to suffer. He has to go to Jerusalem. He says it in slightly different words each time, but it's all basically the same. He's going to go to Jerusalem, where he's going to be handed over and killed, and after 3 days he'll rise again. So three times. So in our section this week, starting at 8 verse 31, we have the introduction, block A it's known, and it begins with this first prediction of the cross. And then Peter doesn't like that, so it then moves on. This is getting uncomfortable already. So then Peter doesn't like that, so it moves on to Jesus explaining the cost of discipleship. That if you want to follow Jesus, you've got to take up your cross and follow him. After that comes the transfiguration. So we're now into chapter 9. And Jesus goes up onto a mountainside with three disciples, James, John and Peter. And they see him transfigured. And a voice from heaven again says, "This is my beloved son. Listen to him." After that, while they were up on the Mount of Transfiguration, the rest of the disciples were down below trying to cast the demon out of a boy. And that's the famous story. It's one of the two miracles in this section, the famous story where the child's father says, "I believe, help me with my unbelief." So that's the introduction. Pretty simple to remember. So first prediction, cost of discipleship, transfiguration, one miracle trying to cast out this demon. Then we have the main section, section B, and it begins again with another prediction. This time the second prediction of the cross. Where are we? We're now in verse 30 of chapter 9. And that's followed by three mistakes that disciples make. Three mistakes disciples make. So the first one is that we say, "I am the greatest." So they were arguing on the way which one of them was the greatest. The next mistake disciples make is that we say, "We are the only ones." So there was someone else casting out demons in the name of Jesus, and the disciples didn't like it because he wasn't one of them. He wasn't officially approved. So that's the next mistake we make. We say, "We are the only ones." And then the third mistake we make, this is from verse 42 through to the end of the chapter 9, is disciples say that sin doesn't matter. But Jesus says it does. If sin is serious, sin doesn't matter. So in this section, block B begins with a second prediction, three mistakes disciples make, and then beginning of chapter 10, three areas where Jesus expects his disciples to be different. The beginning of chapter 10 is marriage. So the Pharisees come with a question about divorce, but the answer Jesus gives about marriage, he says, "I expect my disciples to be different to the world in their marriage." Verse 13 of chapter 10, children, our attitude to children. Children are welcome part to the kingdom. And then in verse 17, the famous story that most of us will know as the rich young ruler about possessions. So Jesus says, if you're going to follow me, I expect my followers to have a different attitude to possessions. And then that block B, that section finishes. It's not divided up in our Bibles, but if you look at verse 28 to 31, that is about the rewards of discipleship. So this section is about the cost, carrying our crosses to follow Jesus, but there is also rewards, if the cost is worth it, because of the rewards we have there. And then the section finishes with, very again, easy to remember, the third prediction of the death of Jesus. Then this strange request from James and John. They we're back to I am the greatest. They want to sit at the right and the left of Jesus in glory. And then finally, the second miracle in our section. There's only two miracles in this section. Remember the one of the boy and they cast out the demon. It finishes with this miracle of blind Bartimaeus in Jericho being healed. And chapter 10 finishes with Bartimaeus following Jesus. Now, Mark means us to understand that he is following Jesus literally from Jericho to Jerusalem, but more than that he is following Jesus by believing him for the rest of his life. So, there we go. That's section 6. It's all about the cost, all about the cross. The cost to Jesus for our salvation, and the cost to disciples if they want to follow Jesus. So I'm going to put my cross down now.